Ocean FM.
Hello and welcome to this week's Arts Northwest, broadcasting from the Glens Arts Centre in Manor Hamilton, with myself, Brendan Murray, and on sound, Mark Gavin. We're Gaith Fáilte. This week's show is taken up with one of the biggest cultural and artistic days in the calendar, which is Culture Night, albeit that events take place morning, noon and night, and that takes place tomorrow all over the country. There'll be thousands of events. You'll get it all on culturenight.ie for a centralised look at what's going on nationally. But in the Northwest, we'll be talking with Maeve McGowan from the Hawkswell about their programme, their upcoming programme, and their events for Culture Night tomorrow. We'll also be having a chat with a couple of the acts that will be taking place in Leitrim, with the Sculpture Centre. The Glen Centre presents a day-long events here in Manor Hamilton tomorrow. There are exhibitions with our residency artists Gail Mahan and Angus Friel. Gail and Angus have been working on a cross-discipline residency, which is a collaboration between the Sculpture Centre and the Glen Centre here. And they will conduct a performance of their ongoing sound and visual arts collaboration. It's called Matterflow. In the main gallery of the Sculpture Centre, the artist Christine Mackey will present The Long Field, which is a culmination of her year-long research into the hedgerows of North Leitrim. Christine's work is very environmentally conscious and reflects the crises that are ongoing in climate change. So let's get the lowdown on one of the events that's happening here in Manor Hamilton tomorrow for Culture Night. I'm delighted to welcome actress Fidelma Doherty from the Black Sod Bay 1866 Company. You're very welcome, Fidelma.
Thank you, Brendan. Lovely. Thanks for having me on.
Fidelma, tell us first of all, just briefly, about the Black Sod Bay Company. It's very interesting. It does a lot of online stuff, archival and heritage and cultural aspects of the Erris Peninsula and the Black Sod Lighthouse.
So basically, the Black Sod Bay Company was founded by a couple of years ago by Fergus Sweeney. So what we do is...
Sweeney is a filmmaker from the area whose mother actually is a Farrell from Manor Hamilton.
That's right. So we actually just explore the rich history surrounding our shores of Black Sod. We bring to life the folklore, legend in fact. We take our material directly from written source and bring it to life through our social media videos, live performances, and talks.
Great, and you can get online. You have lots of stuff online, haven't you?
There is, yeah. You can just visit our Black Sod Bay 1866 Company website, and all our videos are uploaded there.
Great, and they're beautifully shot. It's a lovely initiative. And I know it did exceptionally well during the lockdown, obviously. Great. So you're coming over to the Glen Centre between 2 and 5 tomorrow afternoon, Friday, for the Culture Night celebrations. And it's a show directed towards children.
Children, that's right. So basically we have pre-recorded two short children's stories. The Griffalo, which is one, is very popular amongst children, and the other is Treasure Hunt, written and performed by Keith MacDonald. So on Friday, the children will pick the story and character that they would
I think they choose the story online through the Glen Centre website, isn't that correct?
That's right, sorry, yes, that's right. So they choose the story that they'd like to take part in. They'll pick the story and the character that they would like to be. For example, there are three characters in the Gruffalo that the children could play, which is the snake, fox or owl.
And they will come in, the actors will rehearse them through the characters, and then they're filmed by Fergus Sweeney, and they're edited into the full story.
Yes, into our pre-recorded film. They will be edited. They will pick their character of the day. They get to dress up. They get their lines, and then they are edited into the slots that we have left out. The character slots that we have left out for them. So it's very good. It's unique, and they'll actually get a copy of the film on their way home.
For posterity.
Prosperity, and you know, it's a great opportunity for kids just to get a taste.
And it's exactly, and to work with professional actors, and but most importantly, it's a bit of fun. So it's so the whole family can come along, and you know, friends could act in it together. Isn't that correct?
Of course, it could be a group of three characters, or you know, in the second story, then it's a treasure hunt. So they could play a pirate in this, or a group of kids could play a number of pirates in that story. So yes, really looking forward to it.
Great, but really it's limited to pods of eight, and you can book online through deadlenscentre.com and just book a slot, and it's about 40 minutes, isn't it?
That's it.
So they get to hear the story from the actors, and then they get rehearsed in, and then they get filmed into it. It's a lovely idea. 40 minutes of fun. I love it. Okay, many thanks for that. Fidel McDonaghy from the Blacksod Bay 1866 Company. Certainly a unique opportunity there for your youngster to feature on camera with the award-winning actress Fidel McDonaghy and Keith MacDonald. It's for 6 to 10-year-olds, and you can book a time between 2 and 5 p.m. tomorrow, Culture Day, Culture Night, and it's at the Glen Centre, 071-9855-833. 071-9855-833. Amongst the community projects taking place tomorrow at the Sculpture Centre, one of them is What Gives Me Joy, which is a collaborative video project by the Manor Hamilton 24/7 Carers Group with artist Roisin Lockery. And that's on the Sculpture Centre community pop-up shop tomorrow afternoon, 2 and 5 p.m. on Main Street, which was the old McKenna's shop. And there's also what's called the Discovering the Art of Ceramics, which is works by members of the North Leitrim Women's Centre. And these were made during workshops with Barbara Kennedy and Andy Roach of the Sculpture Factory. And that can be seen at the Sculpture Centre factory space from 2 to 6 p.m. tomorrow. The technical demonstrations at the Sculpture Centre include Celtic stone letter cutting, jewellery, ceramics, metal casting, printmaking, and a display of natural fibre sculpture by Anna MacLeod. And again, that's at the Sculpture Centre factory space on New Line and in Sheehan's on the Main Street between 2 and 5 p.m. Like I've been saying, there's many events happening this year for Culture Night in Leitrim and beyond. And one of the exciting events through Leitrim Libraries is the author Roisin Meaney, who is originally from County Kerry but now lives in Tipperary, is coming in to do some... first of all, you're very welcome, Roisin.
Thanks, Brendan. I'm delighted to be chatting with you.
So you're coming in to do... what exactly for Leitrim Libraries for Culture Night tomorrow?
Well, myself and another author, Brian Layden, I think you have been speaking to him before.
Yes, we spoke with Brian last week.
Yes, we'll just be having really a kind of a casual conversation with Pauline Brennan of the Library Service in Leitrim about the joy of reading. That's going to be our main theme. And arising out of that, then we'll talk about book clubs and the advantages of being in a book club.
Right, that's what I was curious about. So it's not a workshop or anything. It's a very Yeah, okay,
not
very
a bit.
Good.
No, it's really just a chat. And we might do a few readings from our various books. We might just do little snippets like that.
Excellent. And Roisin, your own development as an author, I know your first novel was out 20 years ago, The Daisy Picker, which, won an interesting competition called Write a Bestseller. So you're very familiar with what a potential writer has to go through to get their work out there.
Well, I am and I'm not, Brendan. The truth is, and I have to whisper this because I feel so kind of guilty admitting it, is that I won a Write a Bestseller competition, which the prize was a two-book deal. So I had no rejections for my first two books, which really is unheard of in the writing world. And I do feel a bit ashamed to be admitting that to would-be writers, because I feel, God, that could totally put them off. But I would always encourage somebody, if they have a book in them, if they feel there's a book they're fighting to get out, let it out. And if it's right and if it's good enough, it will find, I think it will find eventually a home.
And
it will land on the desk of somebody who recognises its worth.
Very good. And I mean, to say you're prolific is actually not doing justice to someone who's 20 novels in 20 years. Is that correct?
Yeah, about that, Brendan. Yeah, some years I had two out, which totally floored me. So that didn't happen too often. In fact, it only happened twice. But yeah, basically a book a year since I started. Which was a good thing, because I was 40 when I started, so I'd want to have been moving along swiftly.
And that's an interesting point we've touched on before with other writers, like particularly Louise Kennedy, that, you know, it's never too late to start.
Oh, absolutely not. And I know another author, I met her recently, and she was 60 when her first book was published.
Wow.
So it certainly isn't too late to start. And you look at Grandma Moses, what age was she when she took up her paintbrush for the first time? I think she was nearly 90.
And so it'll be yourself and Brian chatting with Pauline about all aspects of authorship and potential publishing, etc.
Yeah, it will. I'm not sure how much we'll get into the nitty-gritty of publishing.
I think
it's more a reader's point of view that we'll be addressing, the pleasure of reading a book, and also
which is a lovely idea, of course, but the library would be promoting that. And
yes.
have book clubs during the lockdown, have they garnered further more support, or did it go into, you know, people, you know, because of the lack of social interaction?
Well, I would imagine, and I can only speak from a very narrow viewpoint, of course, I would imagine that they fell off a bit. Mainly, I suppose, because people couldn't meet face-to-face again. And part of the pleasure of a book club, I think, is that, you know, you're meeting people. So it's as social as it is literary, you know. But I would say that some of the Zoom ones now, because a lot of them moved on to Zoom because that was their only option, some of those did fall by the wayside, I know, from talking with other people. My own one is still on the go. It's not the same, though. It's definitely not the same. It hasn't got the same buzz. And on Zoom, you're always breaking into somebody else's chat, and it doesn't work so well. When you're face-to-face, you see more clues about when somebody is coming to the end of what they're saying. And it's just not a great forum if there's more than about four people on the screen.
Yes, no, that is true. But it's great to see that being promoted, and it's great to hear of an established author like yourself actively engaging with that and the promotion of it. And it's on at what time,
Roisin? It's on at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock on Friday night.
Tomorrow night. And people
yes.
can get that through Leitrim Library at leitrimcoco.ie.
Yes, and Pauline is most anxious that anybody who wants to get in touch with her, you know, she'll let in as many as she can.
Great. Lovely stuff. Roisin Meaney, continued success. It's been a pleasure. And enjoy your evening tomorrow night with Brian and Pauline.
Thanks very much, Brendan.
And there's also another event taking place through Leitrim Library Service at 8 p.m. after the 7 p.m. event with Roisin Meaney. And that's a local studies event featuring local studies librarian Mary Conifrey and historian in residence Jack Kavanagh, together with dancer Edwina Guckian. So let's go over to Maeve McGowan in the Hawkswell Theatre and hear what they have lined up for Culture Night and their programme of events over the next coming weeks. Fáilte, Maeve, we're back after our summer break. I hope you got a bit of a break too. Tell us, I know you've a very busy and exciting lineup.
Yeah, well, we're delighted to be back with an increased capacity. We've had a number of shows with just 50 people over the summer, Brendan, but now we can go back up to 200 up until the 22nd of October. So we're delighted to be having lots of shows back. So we're kicking off this week with Kieran Quinn theme nights. We have two theme nights taking place on Thursday night and Saturday night. So they'll not be as many performers as you would normally see at one of these nights, but still a huge host.
And of course, Kieran has a great reputation for garnering an audience and creating a great atmosphere.
Yeah, and it'll be great to have people back. People love coming to these nights. They're real feel-good, great music, great musicians. So they're going to be two brilliant nights.
So the first one was tonight, and then one on Saturday, the day after tomorrow as well, at 8 o'clock. And then for your Culture Night, as it's known, but these events usually start during the day.
That's right. Yeah, we've a busy culture night. We have three events taking place on Friday. So we're starting off with a lovely yoga event, Askrelga, Bug a Bug, in our foyer at 1 o'clock on Friday. And this is going to be run by Miriam Needham, who's our artist in residence this year, as well as being a fantastic writer and actress. She's also a trained yoga facilitator. So that's a lovely way to start the day.
Very talented, yeah.
She sure is. And then we have a children's show. So it's one of our first live children's performances in the building. So reduced capacity, socially distanced for families on Culture Night during the day at 2:30 with a lovely musician, Kyle Riley, who does a gorgeous show for young children under eights. So they'll be bopping and dancing in the foyer. That'll be lovely. And then we go in the evening to our show from Kathy Jordan. Kathy Jordan's Captured in Song. And Kathy has been one of our short-term resident artists this year, where she's been working on songwriting and exploring songs from Sligo. And she's been writing new songs herself. So a lot of that is going to be explored in this concert. She's a host of musicians, Nuala Kennedy, Anna Houston, Shamie O'Dowd, Claudia Schwab and Peter Cran with his Cranky Box illustrations.
Fantastic lineup.
It's going to be a gorgeous night.
Wow. Yeah. And then on Sunday night, I have tickets for this myself, you have Irlo Leonard with Una Mana and Kevin Murphy.
Yeah, this is going to be a great event. It's on tour all over the country at the moment, so we've been hearing great reviews, and this is coming to us at the end of the tour, Sunday 19th of September. So we're delighted we can have increased capacity audience for this as well. It should be a lovely night of music.
One of our finest singers, definitely in the Irish and Shannos tradition. And then... coming up then, you have the Sligo Baroque Festival, which is always a fantastic occasion.
Sligo Baroque Festival, yes, with events happening all over Sligo on the weekend of the 25th and the 26th of September. And two of those events will be happening at the Hawkswell. But you can get tickets for the full festival on our website. If you go on there, you'll be able to see it. And actually, the reason it's not all happening in the Hawkswell this year is because we have a new play from Michael Murphy, which we are producing, and it's premiering next week. So we have a preview on Wednesday, 22nd. And then the premiere on Thursday 23rd, and then it runs for the 24th and Saturday the 25th as well.
And so that's Here Comes Trouble.
Here Comes Trouble.
A show about friendship. Lovely,
it's
love the title.
Yeah. So Michael, of course, is one of Sligo's best known actors. And
one of Ireland's finest, without a doubt.
He sure is. Yeah. He sure is. And we produced the show, The Man, The Woman, Shoes, which has gone all over the world. Michael's solo show. And I Hear You and Rejoice, the follow-up. So this is our next production with Michael. And Michael's working on
Brilliant.
This with Anna Kazuba, who's a wonderful dancer.
Yes, so because I see it's under theatre and dance. Yeah.
Yes. So they're describing it as a heartwarming blend of Michael Murphy's solo work and Anna Kazuba's unique dance form. An honest, joyful, uplifting show. Really looking at and reflecting on the deep value of friendship, which is something I think, after everything we've been going through, will be really a joy to watch.
So that premieres next Wednesday, and then it actually opens on Thursday, Friday,
That's
Saturday.
Right,
it runs. Yeah. Brilliant.
Yep.
And of course,
running
as ever,
nights.
All details on the Hawkswell Theatre website. And then at the end of the month, you have Literary Laughs. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, so we've been running a number of comedy events in our foyer, small capacity, reduced capacity shows. It's sort of an intimate cabaret style, socially distanced setting. And this one is the first of our Literary Laughs series. Hopefully we'll be doing more of these. You might know Niall Cleary from Sligo. Niall's an actor
For
and performer.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, Niall also lectures in the IT. And Niall is the host of this show. And for this show, he's going to be joined by actor Kieran McCauley. And they're choosing scenes from Irish literature to show how funny, really, Irish literature has been throughout the ages. And we all really could do with a good laugh at the moment.
Yeah,
so,
it's an interesting one. Yeah, for sure.
So they've chosen the topic of the pub, the public house, and they're going to be reading bits, as we say, out of lockdown and back to lock-in. They're reading funny selections from James Joyce, Brendan Behan, Flann O'Brien, Maeve Brennan and Samuel Beckett.
Lovely.
Yeah, So it's a good lineup, I think.
Well, well done on a fantastic lineup. And I'll just mention, because it's early in October, you have the wonderful Freddie White on October the 8th. But we'll chat to you about October's events. Lucas, good luck for Culture Night and with all the events. And again, Maeve and all the team there, congratulations and well done on realising all this in difficult circumstances. And as ever, you can book online at the Hawkswell Theatre or at 916-1518. Maeve, many thanks.
Thank you.
Our final guest this evening is Tressa Nealon, co-director of Rabbits Riot Theatre Company, who will be doing an online event, a virtual event, tomorrow night for Culture Night. But they're also doing a very exciting show at Parks Castle, which is part of the National Outdoor Event Scheme, or the use of outdoor spaces that was encouraged and funded by the Department of Arts in connection with Leitrim County Council. You're very welcome, Tressa.
Thank you very much, Brendan.
Tressa, you are the author of both these pieces. Tomorrow night's one is an online story about a woman who is, I suppose, basically running away. It's about a show about emigration, loneliness, and as you say in your promotional blurb, raising money for abortion rights through unconventional means. And it's called Sugar Sugar.
That's exactly it. Yeah, a couple of years ago, I wrote a play called 3400, which was a one-woman show about a girl called Aisling, who is from Leitrim and has an abortion. And shortly after I wrote that play, I also wrote another play kind of about Aisling's great aunt that she never met, who was in a mother and baby's home. And the Sugar Sugar is actually the story of Aisling's sister, Tara. And they're all, it's basically all the stories are interconnected. You don't have to see the other two to have seen this.
Sure.
But the Leitrim Abortion Rights Campaign asked me to write a new piece earlier this year. And I was really interested and wanted to continue writing the story of these women, these generation of women, and how women's rights in this country is affected.
So that's interesting, because as a writer then, you're kind of, you're on a trajectory through certain issues that are all in some way linked, aren't they? You know, if you look at the sugar and baby, the mother and baby homes, you know, into, you know, the modern day time demand for abortion rights. As a writer, that's obviously something that interests you hugely, because a lot of your stuff, you could be saying, is quasi-political.
Yeah, I like to write...
Or socially conscious. Anyway.
Yeah. I like to write about what's going on. And I do like to write about issues that happen to young people in rural Ireland. And not necessarily, you know, the issues where there's, you know, four men sitting at the bar having a pint going like, hey! Just think that I find irrelevant to me in this time of my life.
Great. And it's performed by Rebecca Malone and directed by Sonia Norris, your co-director of Rabbits Riot. So that's on tomorrow night. What time is that at?
It'll be on at
7 p.m.
Yeah, 7 p.m. And the wonderful Jonas Dello filmed it. So it'll be up on our social media channels. We also have an Eventbrite link if you want to register beforehand onto it. So,
and the your website is therabbitsriottheatrecompany.com.
Yeah, that's
well, the best of luck with
thank
that.
Thank you.
It sounds fascinating and challenging. Well done. Then next week, tell us about next week, The Last Night. This looks really, really fabulous. It's out in Parks Castle and you're incorporating, I suppose, the story of one of the family of the Parks.
Yeah. So I'm really, writing this play was fun and challenging. And it's, for a writer, when you write something, it's there on the screen. But when you see actors perform it, it's just 10 times different to what you can imagine.
Sure.
And we're so lucky that we have three wonderful actors who have taken to ducks to water to it.
So would I be right in saying this is the first time Rabbits Riot have a kind of auditioned outside the locale for a show?
Yeah, we've auditioned for old shows, But yeah, this is the first time in a long time, obviously since COVID and everything else, that we've worked with new people kind of outside of the locality. So Lisa Murphy, Laura Marie O'Connor and Stephen Burke are the performers in it, and they're just wonderful. They're completely bring the story that I wrote to life, and they give such justice to the characters.
Which is lovely as a writer to see that. And fantastic. Of course, you know, theatre being such a collaborative art form, it's always interesting, of course, when the writing, the direction, the acting.
Yeah.
And you've live music from Dee Armstrong of Keela.
Oh, yeah. And it's just amazing because they're singing in it. They're beautiful singers. And then Dee just brings just...
Is this a show for all the family?
It starts at 9 o'clock, so that might be too late
for a
certain age group. But it is a beautiful show. I don't know if some people are aware of the story of Parks Castle and the families. They might want to look that up beforehand.
Like a lot of the gentrified families, they had their own ways and means of creating havoc. Best of luck with that. So that's on 24th to 26th. So that's
9 p.m.
Friday, Saturday and Sunday of next week.
In Parks
at
Castle.
At 9 o'clock, Parks Castle. Again, tickets can be got through Eventbrite.
Yeah, tickets can be got through Eventbrite.
Or check therabbitsriottheatrecompany.com. Where you'll get all the details there. And again, you know, this is great. This has been under the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts and Gaeltacht Sport and Media to get live events going again.
Yeah.
So well done. It sounds really, really interesting. And Rabbit's Riot stuff is always, always of high quality, high caliber and very, very fascinating in the approach they take to storytelling. So Trasa Nealon and all the crew in Rabbit's Riot, I wish you well with that. I look forward to catching them myself. So that's tomorrow night, Culture Night, Sugar Sugar, 7 p.m. You'll get details online at therabbitsriottheatrecompany.com or through Eventbrite. And then next week, Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the 24th, 25th and 26th of September, the last night at Parks Castle, very evocative setting, very evocative story, written by Trasa Nealon. And again, tickets through Eventbrite or therabbitsriottheatrecompany.com. Well, folks, we've certainly got a flavour of the incredible talent and variety of artistic disciplines that are occurring in the Northwest at any one time. And it's great that they all dovetail on a celebratory day like we have with Culture Night, which takes place tomorrow from 2 until beyond 8 p.m. in the evening, virtually and live. And the lineup of events in Manor Hamilton is quite extraordinary, and it's been linked in between the Glen Centre, the Sculpture Centre and the Castle. And we had Aoife Hammond of Fuluk the Fee Cafe here last week, talking about their events that they've been running over the last number of weeks. And just to finish up, we'll mention what's taking place in the Castle, because it's all very much linked in with the Sculpture Centre and the Glen Centre. At 1 p.m. at the Castle, Splother Theatre Company present Filiacht agus Ciol le Liam Kelly o Dervish. Egeshe Anine Imachti san Unad Nadlanta agus an Unad Jalvadorachta. After the events in the Glen Centre and the Sculpture Centre at 6 p.m. at the Castle, Wildfire, an Americana folk trio, will be playing to accompany the serving of locally cooked Middle Eastern style food. All of this, remember, is free of charge. Fuluk the Fee Cafe, that's FULACHTFIADH, if you're looking it up on Facebook. Refreshments will be served from 7 p.m. In other words, you can get a few beers. They're not free, of course. And then at 8 o'clock, psychedelic rock band Tua from Donegal will complete the day's celebration from 8 p.m. against the atmospheric backdrop of the Castle grounds. Buirgid sult as Iha Cultur. What a wonderful celebration of the explosion of artistic activity that is ongoing in the Northwest. Wemsha Brendan Murray, Brigade Sloan. Many thanks to Mark Gavin on sound. This show will repeat on Sunday at 8 p.m. and is available on all podcast platforms or through Ocean FM.